Shanghai Sam Dastyari, he's ducking for cover today again as pressure mounts over his links to Chinese interests. Now, Senator Sam Dastyari has been in the headlines this week after it was revealed he asked a company with links to the Chinese government to repay money he owed the Australian taxpayer. And we've been explaining this week why this is a major problem, because he had a personal debt and he got a wealthy donor to pay it for him. It begs the question, what does the donor get in return? Well, for starters, Sam Dastyari has been most complimentary of China. He's gone out of his way to back China's foreign policy interests, even when it flies in the face of official Labor Party policy. And it's just not a good look. And I've got to say, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has finally sunk his teeth into it today and showed a bit of mongrel. Here's Malcolm Turnbull on Shanghai Sam.
Now, he's got to explain why this is not cash for comment. Did he put his hand in his pocket like anyone else would do and pay the bill? No, but he used his influence as a senator to get that $1,600 from a Chinese donor. And then, at the same time as this was going on, he took a completely different approach to the South China Sea issue, both to the Australian government and the opposition, and said that he supported China's claims in the South China Sea.
Well said, Malcolm Turnbull. I think that's the first time I've heard him showing a little bit of mongrel. There was only a hint of it there. And that's the first time I've heard even a hint of mongrel from Malcolm Turnbull going after someone since he became Prime Minister a year ago. Today, the Australian Financial Review reveals China's Communist Party newspaper singled out Sam Dastyari as one of the country's key international supporters. Well, of course he is. And I'm not surprised that they singled him out. He's got wealthy Chinese businessmen with links to the Chinese government paying off his personal debts. And don't forget the $40,000 legal bill that was paid off by another Chinese donor for Shanghai Sam. Now, Sam Dastyari, who usually loves media attention, he's gone to ground over the past few days. He's very shy all of a sudden. Sometimes it's the simple things that bring us undone, like Barry O'Farrell and the bottle of Grange, or Sam Dastyari and the $1,600 travel bill. If he paid it himself, we wouldn't be talking about him. It's as simple as that. Confucius had it right, you know. Confucius says, life is really simple, but men insist on making it complicated. Maybe Shanghai Sam will reflect on that over the weekend.